to the chief musician upon Ayelet HaShachar, a psalm of David. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me, from the words of my loud complaint? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and I have no rest. But thou art holy, O thou that art enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried to thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusts in the Lord that he will deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delights in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gape upon me with their mouths, like a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is become like wax, it is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws, and thou layest me down in the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They seize my hands and my feet like a lion. I can count all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They put my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my life from the sword, my only one from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast answered me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare thy name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation I will praise thee. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you, the seed of Yaakov, glorify him and fear him, all the seed of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hid his face from him, but when he cried to him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your heart forever revive. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is ruler over the nations. All the fat ones of the earth shall eat and worship, all they that go down to the dust, and he that cannot keep alive his own soul shall bow before him. Their seed shall serve him, it shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness to a people that shall be born, that he has done this.